Today on Revival for Mission, we're going to the beautiful island of Jamaica, but not as tourists. We will go behind the scenes of a global leadership summit where more than 200 leaders from around the world gathered for a life-changing conference. This and much more coming up on Revival for Mission. We recently returned from the beautiful island of Jamaica, where more than 200 leaders gathered for a global leadership summit. Now, this annual event normally lasts just a few days, but Pastor Wilson, this one lasted more than a week. So what was so special about the global leadership summit in Montego Bay, Jamaica?
Well, first of all, Derek, there were many more leaders there. Usually we have about 45 people or so. This time, as you said, there were about 200 people there, and they were all the division officers, president, secretary, treasurer, and the health ministry's directors of every division, every area covering territories that report to the General Conference, and we invited spouses.
Now, this wasn't just a holiday in the sunshine.
No.
There was something very specific that you were wanting to accomplish.
We were focusing upon mission to the cities, how to reach these millions of people in the metropolitan areas using what God has told us is the best way to reach cities, and that is medical missionary work or comprehensive health ministry. And an added feature for all of those attending was to have a personal health assessment program that lasted about 7-8 days, and it was amazing.
Now, I got my finger pricked and my blood pressure taken at the beginning and at the end, and I noticed that leaders were really thinking about their personal health as well as extending the healing ministry of Jesus to others. Why is it so important for leaders to think about their own health?
Well, to begin with, that beautiful little book, 3 John, which only has one chapter, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So God wants us to understand that we are a whole person. Jesus dealt with people physically, mentally, socially, spiritually. These are the components that make up individuals. And our health is personal, physical health. Is so integral to how we think, how we act, how we function in life, and to have leaders understand how intrinsically formed this position is of physical health for their own leadership is really an important thing. Plus, Derek, this was really an important key in my mind. Once they saw that, they would be the greatest champions for comprehensive health ministry because they believed in it.
And why do you think spouses are important? I mean, I know we're no longer two but one, but there's something there that I think was very important. At least I experienced it with my own spouse being present.
Well, first of all, many times people are traveling without their spouse. So that's an added challenge, you know, in terms of being away from home and all that kind of thing. Plus, you're usually eating things that maybe you're not quite as used to eating at home, not quite as healthfully. So if the administrator or the person who is attending the meeting comes home and says, "Well, look, now I'm supposed to be doing this and that," and the spouse says, "But I'm treating you well. I'm trying to prepare everything in a good way. What do you mean by?" If they're both there together, they go through the program of a regimented eating, plant-based diet, exercise program, and they're there together in a nice setting, I tell you, it will make a difference, and it did.
Was there a testimony that stood out, maybe a spouse or one of the leaders there that just impacted you? This is working?
Well, people remarked how they had seen even changes even within that period of time, or that they were convinced that they were going to go back and make some changes in their lives that had already begun. There was one pastor, and he wasn't really part of our entire group. He was the president of a local field in Jamaica, and I had the privilege of also working in evangelism, which I think we'll talk about as well. And he had a phrase which I think is really appropriate for everything we're talking about in terms of good physical and spiritual health. And he said, "I'm not going to die until I'm dead." And you know, you reminded.
Yeah, what's to live while he's alive?
You're reminded of Jesus' statement in John 10:10. You know that I have come to give them life and give them life more abundantly. So life needs to be filled with this effervescence and this happiness that's directly connected to Christ and to the way in which you live, because your mind is part of your body.
After the break, we'll talk more about some evening activity helping people who experience wholeness in life. But we have a special offer we'd like to share with you today. It's a book, digital download, called Health and Wellness: Secrets That Will Change Your Life. Just go to our website, revivalformission.tv, and you can download your free copy of the book today. Now, Pastor Wilson, I know that in addition to physical health and emotional health, God wants us to be spiritually healthy.
Absolutely.
And there's a secret that can change our life that I'd like to give you an opportunity to share with our viewers now.
Have you ever longed for a friend who would never let you down? Someone with whom you could speak freely without worry or fear? Many people today feel lonely, disconnected, and discouraged. The good news is that there is someone who does care, one who is completely trustworthy and longs to have a personal relationship with you. That person is Jesus Christ. In the best-selling book, Steps to Christ, page 96, we read, "If we take counsel with our doubts and fears, or try to solve everything that we cannot see clearly, before we have faith, perplexities will only increase and deepen. But if we come to God feeling helpless and dependent as we really are, and in humble, trusting faith, make known our wants to Him whose knowledge is infinite, He can and will attend to our cry. Through sincere prayer, we are brought into connection with the mind of the infinite. We may have no remarkable evidence at the time that the face of our Redeemer is bending over us in compassion and love, but this is even so." You see, knowing these secrets of living a happy, healthy life is really one that is having a personal relationship with God. One of the best ways of developing that relationship is through prayer. And if you haven't yet done so, I invite you right now to begin a special relationship with God through prayer. Prayer doesn't bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. Talk with Him as if He were your best friend, because the truth is, He really is your best friend. Talk to Him today.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
Today on Revival for Mission, we have a very special guest. Not only is she a health professional, health educator, evangelist, but she's the spouse of Pastor Wilson. Nancy, it's great to have you with us today.
It's nice to be here.
And I saw you actively participating in this Global Leadership Summit. What did it mean for you personally?
It's always good to remind ourselves of the importance of healthy choices. And I heard things this last week that I had never heard before. And I thought I knew a lot about health, but there's so much scientific data that is backing up the importance of healthy choices that I thought pretty much we were on track with. But, you know, I was convicted myself about some changes we need to make. So it was exciting. It was so applicable to all of us. So it was really a wonderful experience.
Now, of course, there's this famous study about blue zones. Mm-hmm. And there are different parts of the world. One of them is the Seventh-day Adventist community in Loma Linda, California. Mm-hmm. But you shared something about blue zones that really mm-hmm. impressed me.
We learned, Derek, that we can create our own blue zones by the choices we make. There's nothing special about where these blue zones are located. It's just because more people in those blue zones are making the right choices. But you and I can make them here in Maryland, wherever we are.
You know, it's a beautiful thought that family watching, mm-hmm. they say, we're going to make our family a blue zone.
Yes, we can create our own blue zone.
And just for those who aren't acquainted with blue zones, this doesn't mean you're down and blue. It means these were special regions where people lived much longer than elsewhere. And there are about four of them around the world. And Loma Linda University area is one of them, Loma Linda, California. So, yeah, you can create your own blue zone.
I guess they called it blue because they circled in blue these areas and said, these areas are exceptional. Mm-hmm. People are living to 100 years mm-hmm. of age. They're mm-hmm. following some principles that mm-hmm. are helpful. Mm-hmm. Now, you were learning some things about your own health. And, mm-hmm. you know, probably mm-hmm. viewers are looking and saying, mm-hmm. who could be more healthy? But mm-hmm. you're saying we could all learn some practical insights for ourselves.
That's
but
right.
then you left the beautiful setting, and you went into the community mm-hmm. in the evening. Talk to me about what motivated you to do that, and what did you share? Mm-hmm.
I am always motivated to share health principles because I realize how important they are. And Ted was speaking every evening, and before he spoke, I had about 15, 20 minutes where I would share about health. I spoke about exercise on two nights. I spoke about the importance of water, the importance of adequate rest, and the importance of choosing a good diet.
And what was the response of the people? I mean, I'm sure that they have health challenges like anyone else on the planet.
They do. They do. And they were very enthusiastic and responsive. And at the end of each session, I would give them an assignment. And, you know, we know to be really healthy, we need to get 2.5 hours to 5 hours of active exercise every week. We're not training for a marathon, but if we walk briskly, and it doesn't have to be in a solid 30-minute segment, we can do 3 10-minute segments. But that's just one healthy choice we need to make. So I would give them that assignment.
And we were participating, of course, in an island nationwide mm-hmm. in Jamaica, spiritual evangelistic outreach meetings. And so we were combining the beautiful aspect of physical health with spiritual health. And, of course, I was preaching from the Word of God, and it's just such an exciting thing to do that. You know that, Derek, as well, because you enjoy that aspect. But this is exactly what Jesus did. I mean, you look in Matthew chapter 9, and it says Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching, preaching, healing. And then he said he was moved with compassion when he saw these multitudes. Mm-hmm. So these precious people in the church where we were, Lilliput in Jamaica, they were so responsive. They were so enthusiastic. And the combining of the physical and mental and spiritual and social aspects is a powerful way because it's Jesus's way.
Now, as I see you sharing together and smiling, I'm thinking about my wife mm-hmm. And Hope Sabbath School that we do together. Maybe some families are watching and saying, well, I'm not a public speaker like Pastor Wilson, or I'm not a trained mm-hmm. health professional like Nancy. What would you say to families who say, what could I do?
You can do it. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be a health professional. you don't have to be trained in health as long as you know the health principles. And the presentations are all on the screen. Of course, you go over them, you know them, you understand them well. But it's like you have your notes in front of you and you just speak to the audience. And, you know, there's so many important things. We know much more about health than we used to. If you don't get adequate rest, you can actually increase your chances for getting type 2 diabetes. You increase your risk for dementia if you are always sleep deprived or don't get enough sleep. So there are many, many things that are so important. If you're not getting adequate water, especially in the elderly people, you can become confused and you think maybe they are losing it, but they're just dehydrated
sometimes.
They need
a drink of water.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Derek, you know, even practical things, just everyday things. I mean, Nancy walks with a neighbor. You can invite somebody to do something very practical.
It doesn't need to be a big group of people necessarily.
No, and then, you know, you can ask them, what can I pray for in your life, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, your wife, we know this, she's conducting a very special emphasis on mental health in a local church, and there are people who need to be part of a group leader situation. They have to open the doors, people have to prepare food, all kinds of things like that, practical things, but that's all part of total member involvement, everybody doing something for Jesus. So nobody can use the excuse, well, I can't fit in. Everybody has a role to play.
Now, what was exciting, this beautiful combination of health ministry and sharing the good news about Jesus, mm-hmm. which you just said is what Jesus told us to do,
right,
culminated at the end of the week in a very special celebration mm-hmm. at the Montego Bay Convention Center. What did you see there that reinforced we were following Christ's method mm-hmm. of reaching out to people?
Nancy, you share.
Well, what touched my heart the most, I think, was to see these small children who have caught on to the idea. They realize they are responsible for touching other people's lives, and they are little missionaries working in their neighborhood, with their neighbors, with their best friend. One of the little boys who shared, his best friend, his father was in the hospital. So he said, Mommy, we need to go pray with my friend. And anyway, he had an amazing story. But to see these children actively involved in reaching out to others with the hope and the love of Jesus.
I remember the little 9-year-old girl mm-hmm. who had led several people to mm-hmm. Jesus. She said, I've got some good mentors in the godly women in the church. Mm-hmm. I thought, praise God. Pastor Wilson, what did you see that really affirmed, we're talking about revival for mission, that going out following the method mm-hmm. of Jesus, meeting people's needs, really impacted lives?
Well, in the country of Jamaica, probably about every ninth person is a Seventh-day Adventist. It's probably one of the best ratios in the entire world. And yet they've got many people to try and reach, and they're so evangelistic and mission-minded. And we heard so many reports from women, from professionals, from children, as Nancy said, from people from every walk of life. In fact, they had representatives from just about every aspect sharing what Jesus was doing for them and souls they had brought into the church by God's grace.
Beautiful.
And that day, it was just a fantastic day. We had about 10,000 people in attendance at that convention center.
Plus, it was streamed across
the entire Inter-American Division. Mm-hmm. And there were about 500 people baptized that day.
Beautiful.
In Jamaica, and across the Inter-American Division, over 22,000 people
praise
baptized.
God.
I mean, it was just so exciting to see people on fire for the Lord, using Christ's method.
And one of the last experiences my wife and I had, walking on the beach the day mm-hmm. we were to leave, we met someone selling some things, and he said, when I was a boy, I had thought about being baptized. And we had the opportunity to pray with him on the beach. Mm-hmm. So
beautiful.
God is still at work. And I just want to invite you to stay with us. We've got some questions after the break. Continue to see how we can be revived for mission.
My brother's unexpected death shocked me into changing my life. A friend of mine said, why don't you do a triathlon? So I swam and rode and ran until I discovered life is more than just human strength. I race because my health matters. I believe because my faith matters. I'm Ed. I'm a Christian. I am an Ironman. And I've discovered my whole life matters.
Welcome back. Now is the time when we'll look at some of your questions. By the way, if you have a question you'd like to ask Pastor Wilson here on Revival for Mission, you can go to our website, revivalformission.tv. But here's a question that someone asked. Some people say all we need to do is talk about Jesus. And yet, here you were presenting all of the teachings of Jesus and extending the healing ministry of Jesus too. So how do you put all of that together as a faithful follower of Jesus?
Well, first of all, Derek, all Seventh-day Adventists and all Christians ought to be ones who lift up Jesus in all that we do. I mean, Jesus has to be the center of everything. He has to be the focus of your living, of your experience and walk with Him, of course. But that doesn't mean you're just kind of living in a cloudy area and just talking and saying the name Jesus and that's all, because it means to be connected with Him. The center of every belief, of every doctrine, is Jesus. He's the one who shared it with us. He's the one who asks us to share it with others. Jesus Himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't keep the commandments on your own through your own initiative. It has to be this connection and the justifying righteousness of Christ makes you whole before God. The sanctifying righteousness of the Lord helps you to become more and more like Him so you can keep the commandments all through His power. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about focusing on Jesus, we ought to be the most vibrant, happy proclaimers of this message, but realize that there is far more depth to all of this than simply to say the name of Jesus and just to kind of float along as if it really has nothing to do with reality.
So any teaching you're presenting, a Bible teaching, Christ needs to be at the center, whether we're talking about what happens when we die or how to be saved or how to have a happy family.
Absolutely. Christ-centered approach to living life to the fullest. And when you do that, and when you lift up Christ's righteousness and His ability to supernaturally change your life, this then becomes really a powerful emphasis for all of us in our witnessing and sharing. So those who simply perhaps gather in some hotel or some place just to focus upon Jesus as the only topic are missing out on the fullness of what He really wants us to experience, and that is His assistance in every aspect of our lives. Mm-hmm. And really, when you talk about Jesus and His completeness, you're talking about a life that is full of the physical, mental, social, and spiritual aspects that He Himself provides for each of us. And let's preach and speak and share about Jesus, but let's make it truly practical.
And didn't He say, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you?
Precisely. That was part of going out, right? And being part of the Great Commission.
Now, we've been talking on this Revival for Mission about health. Here's a question. Someone asks, how important is exercise? I'm trying to eat healthily. I don't smoke. I'm staying away from alcohol. Will that make up for a sedentary lifestyle?
Well, first of all, we need to understand, as Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that we are the body,
the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. See, the body is the temple. And we are not our own, for we're bought with a price. Now, when you begin to understand that your whole being is something which Jesus died for, and that your body is so much a part of your mental outlook, because the mind, the body, or I should say the mind itself, the brain, is only about 3.5 pounds or so, and it's situated on the top of this walking frame, but it is doing all kinds of things, helping me speak, making my hand move, without even hardly thinking about it. Mm-hmm. When you realize that we are so intricately combined in our physical and mental and spiritual and social aspects, you begin to understand that exercise is so important. In fact, it is probably one of the most important things, even, and don't get me wrong, diet is extremely important. What you eat is what you become. But exercise can even overcome even some poor eating habits, because the body is being motivated and is being exercised in such a way that the health benefits are spectacular. So when you combine good eating habits, good sleeping habits, good mental outlook, and exercise, you have a winning combination, plenty of water and all of that. Exercise is one of the most important things that you can do.
Well, if you have some other questions for Pastor Wilson, we're talking about how we can be powerful witnesses for Jesus. You can write to us, go to our website, revivalformission.tv, and we'll answer them on an upcoming program.
Friends, I'm so glad you could join us today on Revival for Mission, and I hope you've been inspired to live a holistic, healthy, happy lifestyle, one that includes body, soul, and mind. As the Bible tells us in Psalm 139, verse 14, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God invites us to live life abundantly, not only now, but for eternity. I want to remind you to download your free gift, Health and Wellness Secrets That Will Change Your Life, available now on our website, revivalformission.tv. This wonderful book, edited by well-known speaker Mark Finley and Dr. Peter Landless, reminds us that healthy choices lead to healthier lives. Choose to live. And remember, you may send your questions to us on that same website, revivalformission.tv. We're always happy to hear from you. And as we close our program today, let's have a word of prayer together just now. Father in heaven, we commit ourselves into your care. Give us a clear, complete picture of what full health really means, physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. And then help us to share that with someone else so they too can experience a relationship with you, not only now, but for eternity. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing to share about Revival for Mission.
And until next time, may God bless and keep you strong and revived for mission.